由麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you for tuning in.
欢迎你收听今日的天路导向。
As we come to the third and the last in the series of messages, the three marks of discipleship.
今次呢，是我们这个门徒的三个标志信息系列的最后一次。
And we're going to talk about living like Jesus.
我们要讲的是好像耶稣这样样生活。
In Luke chapter 10, verses 30-37,
在路加福音十章三十到三十七节呢，
Jesus tells a story.
耶稣就讲了一个故事。
It is not only a story of a model life.
这个故事不单只是描述一个道德的模范。
But also it is a story of Jesus' own life.
其实他是讲着耶稣自己的生活。
It begins by a lawyer trying to quiz Jesus saying what kind of life he could live that would earn him eternal life.
其实个故事的开始是来自一个律法师啊，想要试探耶稣，于是他就问耶稣怎样样做才可以承受永生啊。
Jesus waited until the lawyer answered his own question by quoting scripture.
耶稣就让他自己根据陀拉的律法来回答出他提出的问题。
The lawyer said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself.
个律法师就说，你就要尽心尽性尽意尽力去爱主你的上帝，又要爱邻舍如同自己，这个就是律法书讲的东西。
And so Jesus said, go and practice that.
耶稣就说，那你去这样做吧。
At that point, the lawyer realizes that loving your neighbor as yourself is easier said than done.
那就在这个时候，那个律法师就发现了，原来爱邻舍如同自己呢，就知易行难啊。
And so he asked Jesus, who is my neighbor?
于是他就问耶稣了，哪一个先是我的邻舍呢？
Which prompted Jesus to tell him a story that we call the Good Samaritan.
于是耶稣就讲了一个故事给他听，这个就是我们很熟悉的叫做好撒玛利亚人的故事。
Listen to Luke 10:30-37.
让我们一起去看一下路加福音十章三十节到三十七节，让我去为你读出路加福音第十章三十去到三十七节。耶稣就说了，有一个人从耶路撒冷要落到去耶利哥那里，他落在强盗的手里面，那些强盗将这个人剥晒他的衣服，将他打到半死，跟着将他扔低走了。跟着偶然呢，就有一个的祭司行过，在这一条路那里落来，祭司见到这一个人，于是就走了去。跟着呢，又有一个利未人啊，就来到这一个地方，看见这一个人的苦况，他又是走了去。跟着再之后呢，唯有一个撒玛利亚人行路去到那一个地方，跟着他见到这一个被强盗打劫的人，于是他的心里面就有慈心起了，于是他就上前用油啦、用酒啦，倒在那一个受伤的人的伤患的地方，跟着将他包扎好，扶他骑上自己的坐骑，带到去一个的旅店里面去照顾他。去到第二日，他拎出两钱的银子交给个店主，就说，哎，你代我照一照顾他啊，跟着呢，所需要的所有的费用，当我回来的时候，我会还给你的。耶稣就对那个律法师说了，你想想，这三个人究竟 哪一个是落在强盗手里面那个人的邻舍呢？跟住那个律法师就回答话，是怜悯他的。耶稣就话，你照样去做啦。这一段就是来自路加福音十章三十节到三十七节的耶稣基督的福音。
Here's a picture of a man in desperate need.
在这一段的经文里面描述了一个是遭受灾难的人。
He gets bypassed by the very people who should have helped him.
你见到那些原本应该帮他的祭司、文士、利未人是应该去帮他，但是却不理他。
The priest was commissioned by God to minister to hurting people.
祭司原本就是被上帝委任来服侍那些受伤的人的。
But when the priest saw the bleeding man, he ignored him.
但是当个祭司见到整身是血的人摊在那里的时候，就不理他。
A Levite who was consumed by religious activities also ignored a bleeding man and moved on.
利未人又是整日是忙于宗教活动，同样地见到这一个受伤重伤的人摊在这里，视若无睹，自顾自的这样向前走了。
This is a picture of how ineffective religious rituals and ceremonies are.
这一个就让我们看到一些只是注重宗教仪式的人根本就是没用的。
Did rituals freeze hearts?
如果你用的礼仪是僵硬、是死板的，只会让人心冰冷。
Dead rituals cannot save souls.
死板的教条礼仪根本没办法去拯救人的灵魂。
Dead rituals cannot meet needs.
死板的教条、例行的公事和死板的礼仪是不能够满足人心灵的需要。
And so we see that a Samaritan appears.
这个时候，撒玛利亚人就登场了。
Remember, Jews and Samaritans hated each other.
你记住呢，在新约的时代，犹太人和撒玛利亚人呢，是互相仇视的吧。
They had no dealing with each other.
他们彼此呢，是不会是沟通啊，不会是打交道的。
They were alienated from each other.
他们呢，互相保持距离，互不来往。
Samaritans were part Jew and part Gentile.
因为呢，撒玛利亚人是混杂了犹太人和外邦人的血统，简称就是杂种。
And often they did not fit in with either world.
而很多时候，这两个社会，犹太人的社会和外邦人的社会都不接纳他们。
But this Samaritan was different.
但是这个的撒玛利亚人却是一个例外。
This Samaritan was selfless.
我们发现这个撒玛利亚人不自私的吧。
This Samaritan is a picture of Jesus.
某程度上，我们发现这个的撒玛利亚人代表了耶稣基督的形象。
Like Jesus, this Samaritan did four things.
我们发现呢，这个撒玛利亚人是做了四件事。
He stopped.
他呢，停低了。
He stooped.
他弯低了他的腰。
He saved.
他拯救了那个人。
And he served.
更加去服侍，去照应那一个人。
First, he stopped.
那呢，首先，他就是停低了。
We know almost nothing about this man, the Samaritan.
我们完全不认识这一位撒玛利亚人的背景和他的来历。
But he has inspired countless people for over 2,000 years.
但是你知道呢，他在过往的2,000年来是激励了成千上万的人。
Now, my listening friend, I want to remind you that this Samaritan was not on a holiday.
哎，各位听众朋友呢，我想告诉你，这一个撒玛利亚人并不是在这里度假旅游。
The Samaritan was not sitting idly by.
他不是在这里游手好闲。
No, this Samaritan was a busy man.
这一个撒玛利亚人很忙的。
He had business to attend to.
他呢，要处理他的生意。
This Samaritan had a schedule to keep.
其实呢一、这个撒玛利亚人呢要赶紧一个时间。
And he had a choice to make.
而且呢他是面临着一种的、选择。
Should I get involved or should I just keep to my plan?
是不是应该去只管自己的门前说不要理人的瓦上霜呢？
And my listening friend, Jesus said of himself, he had a choice to lay down his life or not.
各位亲爱的朋友，我想告诉你，耶稣都曾经讲过，是不是要舍弃生命是他自己的决定。
Jesus had a choice.
耶稣自己其实都是面临着抉择。
Should he stay in heaven with the Father or come from heaven and die?
他是不是应该选择在天上面同父神去同住，定是降临到这个世界上面受死呢？
He said, I have authority to lay down my life.
他曾经讲过，我有权柄将性命去舍去。
And I have authority to take it up.
亦都有权柄将生命攞返返嚟。
But I'm so glad that Jesus did not say, I have a universe to run.
但是感谢主耶稣并没有讲话，我忙着管理整个宇宙啊。
Or I have a world to rule.
他又没有讲过，我需要治理全个世界啊。
And I can't get down to the earth and get involved.
所以呢，我不得闲啊，去降临去世界上面将自己锁住晒。
I am glad Jesus stopped.
感谢上帝，因为耶稣愿意停低。
He stopped and looked at humanity's desperate condition.
耶稣愿意停低睇到呢个人世间所有凄凉绝望嘅光景。
Jesus stopped and took pity on humanity's condition of dying in sin。
耶稣停低咗落嚟，佢系怜悯嗰啲将要死喺罪恶过犯里面嘅人。
Jesus stopped and cared for the agony of humanity's guilt and grief。
耶稣停低咗落嚟照顾嗰啲因为罪恶而忧伤痛苦嘅人。
If Jesus had not stopped to care for us, we would not be here today.
如果耶稣不是曾经停低去照顾我们，我们一早就灭亡了。
Thousands of you would testify the same way.
我想告诉你，这个世界上有很多很多很多的人都能够做见证。
And there are millions of people who are desperate for the message of healing and forgiveness.
而无数绝望的人都很迫切需要那个医治和饶恕的恩典。
You might be one of them.
或者你就是其中之一。
The mark of discipleship is to live like Jesus.
其实门徒之一的标志、就是要告诉你要学似耶稣这样生活。
And that includes stopping from your busyness.
耶稣学着耶稣的生活。就包括、要从繁忙的工作里面抽身出来。
Living like Jesus means stopping from our fears.
好像耶稣这样生活就是要不要再惧怕。
Living like Jesus means stopping and getting involved.
好像耶稣这样生活就是要停低脚步参与服侍。
This man did not only stop, but secondly, he stooped.
这个撒玛利亚人不单止停低了，跟住落嚟佢更加屈低身。
To stoop means to bend down.
要屈身就是要弯腰的意思。
The Samaritan literally lowered himself.
弯腰亦都是话紧嗰个撒玛利亚人好具体咁样降低自己。
He put the person in need above himself.
佢将呢一个需要去帮助嘅人放喺自己上面。
He risked his life.
他将自己的生命是放在危险当中。
The road they walked on was known for being a dangerous road.
因为那条由耶路撒冷落耶利哥的路是很出名是危险之路。
He risked his reputation.
其实他也在冒着被毁掉名誉的危险。
He bent down to help someone different from himself.
他愿意、去弯腰屈身去帮助一个同自己格格不入的外人。
The wounded man was not a fellow Samaritan, but a dying Jew.
因为、这个人根本就不是撒玛利亚人来的嘛，是他们的仇敌，是快要死的犹太人。
So the Samaritan humiliated himself.
所以呢， 这个撒玛利亚人宁愿委屈自己。
He would have been scorned and mocked if another Samaritan had seen him helping this stranger.
他宁愿是冒着被其他撒玛利亚人去挖苦去嘲笑的风险来帮助这个陌生人。
My listening friend, listen to what I'm going to tell you.
听众朋友，我想告诉你，请你去听我去讲的东
西。Anyone can pass to the other side.
其他人可以从他的旁边兜过去。
Anyone can pretend that everything is okay.
其他人可以假装乜嘢事都冇发生过。
Anyone can close their ears to the desperate cries of lost people.
其他人可以塞住自己只耳，唔听嗰一个人喺悲哀绝望当中嘅呼喊。
Anyone can say, "Why should I get involved?"
其他人可以话点解我要自找麻烦啊？
But only a disciple of Jesus Christ would not only stop, but stoop.
但是只有耶稣基督的门徒不单只要停下，还要屈身。
My listening friend, there's something very important I want to tell you here.
亲爱的朋友，我想在这里跟你讲一件很重要的事。
God, in his sovereign will, chose to use his disciples to stop and stoop.
其实呢，耶稣要教导我们的就是要呢去停低脚步，并且要谦卑自己。
God in his divine wisdom chose to use the disciples of Jesus to be instruments of his caring for the lost.
其实耶稣上帝是属天的智慧，就是要他的门徒能够成为关怀失丧灵魂的器皿。
God in his sovereign will chose to use his disciples to be witnesses for him.
上帝至高的旨意就是要他的门徒成为他的见证人。
And often when his disciples refuse to stop and stoop, God moves on to use somebody else.
有些时候当他的门徒是拒绝停下脚步谦卑自己参与服事的时候，上帝就会选择其他人来代替我们。
God wants to use people who are willing to be used.
其实上帝要使用那些人就是愿意被他使用的人。
And Jesus did not only stop, but he also stooped.
耶稣做了一个最好的模范，就是他不单止停下脚步，更加是屈膝去谦卑。
He laid aside the garb of splendor of heaven.
他啊，是撇低了天上面的荣华。
He laid aside the praises of the angels.
他啊，是舍弃了天使很多的赞歌。
He laid aside his limitless sovereign power and stooped into our world.
他啊，更加是不留恋自己至高无上的权能，是屈身来到人世。
Why did he do that?
为什么耶稣要这样做呢？
So that he may feel what we feel.
因为他要感受到我们，体谅到我们所受的痛苦。
So that he may meet us where we are.
他是要在我们遭患难的道路上面跟我们相遇。
So that he may become one of us.
他因此就能够成为好像我们一样这样的人。
But if that was all, it would have been enough.
其实啊，他这样做啊，好似好了不起咁样。
But more than anything else, he stooped to pay for your penalty and mine.
但系更加了不起嘅系乜嘢呢？就系佢降卑，系为你为我去接受刑罚。
He stooped so that he may make it possible for all who come to him to find eternal life.
佢系愿意屈身舍己，为咗让凡系相信佢嘅人都系得着永远嘅生命。
He stooped so that he may open the door of heaven.
他屈身是为了打开天堂的门。
He stooped so that he may become the bridge between us and God.
他是屈身让到成为我们和上帝之间的桥梁。
He stooped so that he may become our brother.
他屈身是要成为我们的弟兄。
So the Samaritan not only stopped,
所以呢，这一位的撒玛利亚人啊，不单只是停低了脚步。
The Samaritan not only stooped,
这个的撒玛利亚人不单只是屈了身。
But thirdly, the Samaritan also saved.
而呢一个撒玛利亚人亦都系去拯救。
When he looked at this dying man and saw the need, he responded immediately.
我哋去睇呢个人点样去拯救嘅时候，我哋就发现嗰个快要死嘅人需要救助嘅时候，呢个撒玛利亚人呢就即刻采取行动。
What this man needed was healing.
其实呢个人需要乜嘢呢？就系需要医治。
What this man needed was mercy.
呢个人亦都需要怜悯。
So he did all he could to save this man's life.
所以呢一个撒玛利亚人就尽全力嚟拯救呢一个人嘅性命。
He knew what to do and he did it.
佢知道自己要做乜嘢，而且都做咗啦。
My listening friend, our world today is in desperate need of only one thing.
其实各位弟兄姊妹，我想话俾你听啊，今日呢个世界最需要嘅只系一件事。
It is the healing and the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
佢哋就系需要耶稣基督嘅宝血，因为佢嘅宝血系具有医治同埋洁净嘅大能。
All of the politics in the world cannot accomplish that.
呢个世界上面所有政策都系无能为力嘅。
Only the blood of Jesus Christ can cleanse the heart of hatred.
只有耶稣基督嘅宝血能够消除仇恨。
Only the blood of Jesus Christ can put an end to anger and vengeance.
只有耶稣基督的宝血能够化干锅为玉帛。
Only the blood of Jesus Christ can transform lives.
只有耶稣基督的宝血能够转化人的生命。
And that is the most desperate need of our world today.
这个才是我们今天最迫切的需要。
My listening friend, if you are a disciple of Jesus,
各位听众朋友，如果你是耶稣基督的门徒的话，
Then you must learn to stop like Jesus.
你就要效法耶稣这样停下。
You need to stoop like Jesus.
效法耶稣这样谦卑屈身。
And then you must learn to save through the power of Jesus.
并且效法耶稣借着他的大能去拯救灵魂。
But fourthly, you will serve like Jesus.
但是第四样嘢，你要做乜呢？你就要效法耶稣咁样去服侍人。
My listening friend, remember that the Son of God came not to be served, but to serve.
所以，亲爱嘅听众朋友，请你记住，神嘅儿子啊，向来都唔系嚟受人嘅服侍，乃系要服侍人。
And the greatest service you can perform is to be a faithful proclaimer of the whole gospel of God.
而最大最大的服侍就是要忠心地传扬上帝的福音。
This Samaritan man did not abandon the man after he helped him.
我们发现这个撒玛利亚人帮助了这个人之后呢，就没有就这样丢下
他。No.
没有啊，撒玛利亚人并没有这样做。
He did all within his means to serve this man.
他呢，是想尽办法去服侍这个人。
He placed the man on his beast while he walked.
他将这个人是骑上去隻牲畜上面，跟着自己就徒步这样去行。
He carried this man's burden.
他是背负了这个人的重担。
He ministered to this man.
他是去服侍那个受伤的人。
He equipped this man to full health.
他将这个人呢，是供应他的所需，并且直到这个人恢复健康为止。
The Samaritan did not abandon this man once he got him to hospital.
我们发现那个撒玛利亚人将那个受伤的人送到去客店或者医院之后，那个撒玛利亚人也都没有就这样走了。
No.
没有啊，那个撒玛利亚人并没有这样做。
He made sure to take him to others who were capable of bringing him to full strength.
他安排了人手来帮助这个人早日恢复健康。
He paid up front for all of this man's needs.
并且预先支付了所需的费用。
My listening friend, when Jesus Christ died on the cross,
亲爱的朋友，当耶稣基督死在十字架上面的时候，
He not only died to save us eternally,
他不单只是为了救我们脱离灭亡而死，
but also his death was a payment for our salvation and sanctification.
其实耶稣基督的死亦都是为我们付了这个拯救和成圣的完全赎价。
His death was a payment for us to be saved.
他的死就是拯救我们的代价。
His death was a payment not only for sin, but also for all of sin's damages.
他的死不单只能够去消灭罪，更加能够弥补罪的伤害。
Emotional damages,
情感上面的伤口。
Physical damages,
身体上面的伤口。
Spiritual damages,
灵性上面的伤口。
The payment on the cross was a total payment.
在十字架上面所付出的代价是完全的赎价。
My listening friend, as I conclude, I want to leave you with this.
亲爱的听众朋友，在今天节目结束的时候，我想让你去思考。
Jesus wants to save and deliver you today.
耶稣今日他就要等着来拯救你。
Jesus came from heaven.
耶稣就是天上面的上帝。
Jesus lived a perfect life.
当然耶稣亦都是一个完全的人。
Jesus shed his own blood to redeem you.
耶稣他流出宝血为了去救赎你。
Jesus became the sacrificial lamb that can deliver you from sin and the punishment of sin.
耶稣成为了代罪的羔羊，是为了救你脱离罪和罪的刑罚。
Will you come to him today?
你今日愿不愿意来到他的面前呢？
It is our prayer that you would.
我们的祷告事上是为你祷告的，期望你能够归向他，认识他。
And then write to us and let us know.
我们亦都盼望能够收到你的好消息。你可以写信来到呢，跟住就话要找万峰，天路导向的万峰，千千万万的万，攀越高峰的峰，同埋麦克牧师，迈向前方，克服困难。记住，麦克牧师同埋万峰。咁喺度咧，今日嘅节目时间亦都差唔多啦。愿上帝大大赐福俾你，让你喺每一日当中都是蒙受他的恩典。再会。